Today, we reflect on the life and witness of a remarkable young man, the servant of God Fatih Aboud Baladi. Born on 22nd September 1961 in Beirut, Lebanon, Fatih grew up in a devout Melkite Greek Catholic family where faith was lived with conviction and love for others. From his earliest years, Fatih's heart was drawn towards God and service. As a youth, he kept a spiritual journal in which he wrote powerful reflections on life and charity. He wrote, "To those who suffer, starve or die, I cry for them. Children of the world, I love you." These words revealed a heart shaped by Christ, one not content with merely belonging to the church, but determined to live its teaching in compassion and solidarity. Fatih pursued his studies in architecture at the Lebanese Academy of Fine Arts in Beirut. He was not a recluse from the world, but a young man deeply engaged with his peers, his studies, and his faith. Even as war raged around him in Lebanon during the Lebanese Civil War of 1975, he remained faithful, active in catechesis and prayer, and committed to seeing Christ in every person he met. On 31st December 1980, at the age of 19, Fatih set out to visit a fellow student in Araya to exchange New Year greetings and to prepare for his classes. Tragically, he never returned. His body was found in his car, shot multiple times. Yet in this moment of violence, the testimony of those who discovered him was striking. His arms were folded in the form of a cross, and his face bore a serene expression of peace and resignation to the will of God. The police opened an investigation into his murder, but all proved unsuccessful. It was claimed that he may have been killed by an extremist group because of his status as a Christian. Fatih's death was met with profound sorrow, but it was not the end of his witness. In the days after his passing, his family began to experience consolations that many attributed to his presence in life eternal. Voices calling their names, unusual lights, and the fragrance of incense filled their home. Others who came to seek his intercession reported extraordinary experiences of peace, spiritual consolation, and even physical healing. These phenomena, documented and testified to by many, prompted the church to take seriously the signs of holiness connected with his life and death. Recognizing his sacrifice and his reputation for sanctity, the Melkite Greek Catholic Church opened the cause for his beatification in 1984, and it continues to be pursued with devotion and care. Many have called Fatih a sign of hope, especially for young people living in turbulent times, reminding us that faith is not an abstraction, but a lived reality, even unto death. As we meditate on Fatih Baladi's life, we are invited to ask ourselves, do we, like him, allow Christ to shape our choices? Do we see life not just in terms of comfort but in service, sacrifice, and love for others? Servant of God, Fatih Aboud Baladi, pray for us.